This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2490.
Change Your Thinking, 5 Mentality Shifts Wealthy People Live By to Achieve Financial Freedom by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com.
And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to our usual Sunday bonus episode where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in the Optimal Living Daily Network, usually overlapping with the kinds of themes that come up here. And today's comes from Optimal Finance Daily. You can follow or subscribe to that show wherever you're hearing this, if you enjoy what you're about to hear. So with that, let's get right to the post and commentary from Diana as we optimize your life.
Change your thinking. 5 mentality shifts wealthy people live by to achieve financial freedom by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. One of the most important responsibilities you have to yourself and to your loved ones is for you to achieve your own financial freedom over the course of your working lifetime. In order to achieve financial freedom, it is absolutely essential that you change your thinking in several specific ways. Financial freedom is terribly important to you for every part of your life, including even how long you live. Financial freedom by design. The first mental shift is from financial freedom by accident to financial freedom by design. Financial freedom must be the centerpiece of all your work and external activities. Achieving financial freedom must not be something that happens in a random or haphazard way. It must be something that you specifically think about, define, and plan for continuously. It must become a part of your entire worldview. Today, just as you design your dream house, you must design your financial future. You must think long-term, many years down the road, and make an absolutely clear decision that you're going to achieve specific financial goals on a timetable, year after year, until you reach the point where you never have to work again unless you want to. Wealthy people think in terms of prosperity. Another mental shift you have to make in achieving financial freedom is from a survival consciousness to a prosperity consciousness. Most people are locked into a survival consciousness. They're worried, guarded, and careful about money. Wealthy people think in terms of prosperity rather than survival. They move from limitation thinking to abundance thinking. Wealthy people look upon the world around them as being full of opportunities to acquire and keep money, and they're constantly looking for ways to do it. They look at every new product and process, every technological market or breakthrough as a possible opportunity to prosper in some way. Instead of thinking about how little they have, wealthy people are thinking about how much they want to acquire. Change your thinking from security to opportunity. Another shift in thinking is from security thoughts to opportunity thoughts. You don't achieve financial freedom by playing it safe. You become financially independent by leading the field. This doesn't mean that you risk your money or throw it around. It means that you're willing to move out of your comfort zone and to try something new and different before everyone else starts trying or doing it. I've met countless salespeople and businessmen around the country who changed their entire lives by recognizing an opportunity and taking action on it before the vast majority of people woke up to it. By the time the dust had settled, they were well established and had made more money in 3 or 4 years than they might have made in 30 or 40 years doing something else in an established field. Change your thinking from spending to saving. Another mental shift you must make to achieve financial freedom is to change your thinking from spending to saving. W. Clement Stone said that if you cannot save money, the seeds of greatness are not in you. We grow up from a young age spending everything we can get our hands on and a little bit more besides. The average young married couple in America spends 110% of their income, making up the difference with credit and loans from their families. With this attitude and approach to life, especially when it becomes a habit, their ability to save, accumulate, and acquire wealth is almost zero. In study after study on financial independence, it is generally agreed by every expert that you have to save approximately 20 to 30% of your income if you want to finally reach the point where you have enough money so that you never have to worry about it again. The wonderful thing is that once you begin saving more and more of your income off the top and living on the rest, you'll find that you experience no discomfort at all. You become quite comfortable living on a lesser amount. Change your thinking from hoping to doing. Financial accumulation requires you to change your thinking from wishing and hoping to thinking and doing. Don't talk to anyone else about your plans and your activities. Begin to accumulate money quietly and confidentially. Once you begin putting it away, don't ever let anyone know how much you have. Refuse to engage in conversations about money or tell anyone about your financial accumulation account. There's something about keeping your plans and processes secret that gives them strength and power and causes them to work even more effectively for you. You'll find that wealthy people never talk to others about their money. They are extremely private. Wealthy people have learned over time that the more secretive they are, the more effective they seem to be in acquiring and keeping ever greater amounts of money. The road to financial freedom is and has always been the miracle of compound interest. When you begin putting money away and then investing it carefully to build a financial estate, the miracle of compound interest clicks in. As you begin to move toward financial freedom, slowly at first, but then faster and faster as the years pass, you'll feel absolutely wonderful about yourself. You just listened to the post titled, Change Your Thinking, 5 Mentality Shifts Wealthy People Live By to Achieve Financial Freedom by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com.
Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some great thoughts here from Brian on how to shift your thinking in order to achieve financial freedom. I found that our experience is largely dictated by our habitual thought patterns, so it's a great idea to examine those patterns, especially when we're trying to make positive changes in our lives. I think of it as a mental jujitsu. So for example, a trick to change your inclinations from being a spender to a saver might be to tell yourself that you are always spending money. Every single penny you earn will be spent in one of two categories. You're either buying stuff or you're buying freedom and options through saving and investing. It's a subtle shift in thinking that can have a large impact on your actions. On another note, while I do agree with Brian that an abundance mindset, taking risks and seizing opportunities is important for financial freedom long term, I do think it's helpful to have a certain level of financial security to be able to fully embrace these mindsets. So for example, I probably wouldn't have invested so heavily in my own business if I was still in debt or living paycheck to paycheck. When I was in debt, I almost had a scarcity mindset that this is an emergency and I need to buckle down and squash this debt before I start taking on other risks. I'm also not sure I agree about not talking about money. I found the more I talked about it with people equally as interested in the topic, the more help and encouragement I got from the community around me. Money tends to be a taboo topic that people don't like to discuss, but I wonder how much that contributes to our insecurity about money. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there on the Wednesday show, where your optimal life awaits.